الشمور. عايز لا انا هننسى الاخ سمير ده خالص، هتلاقيني هناك مثلا وبعدين تلاقيني هنا. اوكي May the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I feel that we all are indebted to our biggest father in the church, a marvelous leader that could create the whole thing all over the world. His Holiness Pope Shenouda, he deserves a hand from you. You enjoyed his visit here to Melbourne, New Zealand, and he was there in Sydney, and he visited many other cities. For sure he is paying a great and tremendous effort to pastorize all of you. He loves you from the bottom of his heart, and I'm extending his greetings. He just was with you, and he returned back from Australia very, very happy and joyous because of the achievements that he noticed in Australia all over. For sure, one of the greatest achievements that he noticed is this place, this center that Bishop Suriel started it with you. And I think it's a center for the future of the Coptic Church here in Melbourne, and many extensions, inshallah, are coming on the road. For sure, we are going to have a great blessing from this place. For sure, another hand is due to my beloved Bishop, His Grace Bishop Suriel. I actually admire his fatherhood, his leadership, his enthusiasm, his creativity, and I know well that he could and he will be able all the time to take care of you and to give a good push to the service and the care inside the Coptic Orthodox Church in Melbourne, New Zealand, and the affiliated regions. Can we give another hand to our beloved father, the priest? All of us came on top of their labor. They labored a lot here and worked a lot for your benefit spiritually and from every side and aspect. And before they started a lot of work. They built churches, they did a lot in your service, and therefore, for sure, they had a good effort that now we are having the fruits of such an effort that they paid. Also, you have very good youth workers, males and females, that deserve a hand from you also. But the last but not least is for you, the young people of Melbourne, otherwise Melbourne, New Zealand. Adelaide, one on the BBC, because I know Australia better than him, he was saying Adelaide. He pronounced it as such because Adelaide, okay? You say Adelaide, huh? Okay? صح كده? I'm trying all the time to adopt the Australian accent, the Australian accent. Okay, let us start concerning the biblical base of the sacrament. The biblical base. Because in our Coptic Church, Orthodoxy means biblical foundations plus traditional foundations. This is Orthodoxy. We don't like to reckon on the Bible only, because two, three centuries came without having the complete Bible at hand. When the first century Christianity was prevailing all over, the Bible was just to be written. St. Paul started to write his epistles, the evangelists started to write the gospels. St. John wrote his gospel towards the end of the third century, also the three epistles and the book of Revelation, the year 96. And therefore, the third century was the formation of the Bible. The formation, the writing, through the Holy Spirit. The second century was the collection of the Bible. They started to get the books together, and they took almost one century to have the books close together. This epistle for the Romans comes from Rome. This for the Ephesians. Well, let us bring it from Ephesus. This is the Colossians, and this is the Corinthians, and so on. A lot of books in different parts of the world, and they started, the church started to collect these books in the second century. In the third century, it's the canonization, so to speak, of the Bible. They started to say, this book is right, this book is not from the Bible. Even if it's a very good book, but it's not inspired by the Holy Spirit. The church started to define what is the Bible, which is the Bible. This is the authorized Bible that we have. This occurred in the second half of the second century, and then the third century. We have something called the Moratorian Law, including the books of the Bible in the year 150 after delivery. Therefore, the church was going on, and the work was going on, and the evangelization and the spread of Christianity was going on all over the world at that time. The foundations of Christianity in the first century, second century, third century. And the Bible was about to be, collected, gathered, and then legalized. This is the Bible. Therefore, in Orthodoxy, yes, the Bible is number one. But also, the church tradition is number two, supporting the Bible. Because the church gave me the Bible. Then this is the Bible. This is the Bible. That's why we reckon upon the tradition of the church and the interpretations of our blessed fathers, the fathers of Christianity in the ancient days. Anything Orthodox is derived from the Bible. We cannot accept any doctrine without a biblical root and biblical origin. Yes, we have rituals, we have traditions, we have teachings, we have interpretations, a lot of effort done, but the Bible is our reference, because it's the Word of God, and we venerate the Bible very much, being the Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, if I just concentrate on the sacraments and the biblical origin of the sacraments, I can find all the certain sacraments inside the Bible. First of all, I want to ask the question, what's the difference between sacraments and mystery? Why we don't call them mysteries? Mystery is something hidden. It may not be religious at all. There are many mysteries. Even in science, till now, we don't know the mysteries of the cell. We don't know the mysteries of the genome. Therefore, mystery means something hidden, anything hidden. But sacrament is something holy. Yes, it has some hidden thing inside, but it's related to religion, related to the Holy Spirit, related to the work of God inside our hearts. Therefore, the sacrament in our church means a holy action through which I derive an apparent blessing under the cover of some material things and actions. يعني في حاجات material قدامي going on, بس في حاجات hidden, في حاجات mysterious, في حاجات inside my heart, blessings, spiritual blessings that I derive from this. For example, I take the child or the infant and I immerse in water 3 times. This is the apparent thing, water, priest, and the baby, and some prayers. This is thing that's apparent. But the thing which is hidden is that this baby is born from the Holy Spirit and is renewed from his inside. The water is cleansing him from outside, and the Holy Spirit is cleansing him from the inside. Therefore, this can be the definition of the sacrament. The sacrament means a holy action, a religious action, through which I derive a hidden grace and blessing through a visible action in front of me. For example, I come to the church to attend a wedding. I find the العريس والعروسة, where everybody is zagrooting, you are zagrooting, and الدنيا فرحانة, وبعدين ألاقي سيدنا بيصلي, وبعدين يدهنهم بالأويل, يرشمهم بالصليب. This is the apparent thing. But the invisible thing is, after these prayers, the two became one, and the one became two. The two became one, they are unified through the Holy Spirit and became one body, as you know. But the one became two, actually this is not apparent in the Arabic language, except in the Arabic language. انتوا بتقولوا ايه؟ تقولوا فلانة خطبت, خلاص؟ وبعدها ايه؟ لما نيجي نعمل الواد اللي بنقول عليها ايه؟ اتجوزت, بقى هو ايه؟ زوج فلانة, وهي زوجة ايه؟ زوج دي زوج ان عربك يعني ايه؟ يعني اتنين. هو بقى اتنين وهي بقت اتنين, يعني معناها ايه؟ carried her partner inside her heart, she is no longer one, she is two. وعشان كده تبقى قاعدين مثلا في meeting وبعدين معانا ناس married وناس unmarried. فالناس اللي unmarried قاعدين وحماس ونتكلم, it's 11 p.m. it's 12 p.m. لما يكون واحد متجوز شوف لقيت 1 minute please ايه في ايه؟ بس اقول لمراتي ان انا هتأخر. He's carrying her, he's carrying her in his mind and in his heart. مش كده؟ لازم ياخد اذن والا هيروح على طول 911. عندكم كام عندكم هنا؟ ها؟ تريب الزيرو؟ يعني هتجيبه على الزيرو يعني. مش كده؟ He is committed to somebody else and she is committed to somebody else. She is not one, she is two now, because she carries her husband inside her heart, her mind, and also the same thing with the husband. Therefore, we have something invisible that occurred inside them. Yes, we had visible actions. We'll video be sour, we'll akh samir amal hisa wa adal zaykira. ولكن despite that, see something hidden is occurring through the Holy Spirit, unifying the two together to become one in Christ. What's the meaning of the word sacrament? This holy action through which I derive an invisible grace and blessing, while I see something and watch something visible occurring in front of me. Now, I'll ask you to give me some biblical verses for the seven sacraments, very quickly. Let us start with baptism. I'll go to the kitab, quiet. If you derive, baptism. I don't want to say the verse literally. If عندكم بايبل بايبل نقدر very quickly نطلع one verse for each sacrament. مين هيطلع لنا John 3؟ في بايبل اهو، حد يديهم بايبل اللي ورا. John 3:5 يلا اقرا لنا بسرعة، بس لا خلينا سريعينه. واحد تاني هيطلع لنا في الميرون. لا مش معقول واحد معاه كاميرا يعني. John 3:5 very quickly. والزعيم بسرعة يلا جري مش سد واحد كده. واللي بعده الصف الثاني. واللي بعده ايوه. John 3:5 حدث الله. يلا بسرعة يرفع ايده كده ونديله المايك. Come to the mic. يلا على سلام، ما تقدرش تعمل عزومة، ايه سخلة. You are just reading يمين ما هو ما طلعهاش. John 3:5
Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Invisible will invisible. You know that in the Bible we have a lot of occasions of baptism, and in these occasions we can verify that baptism should be by immersion. Raise your hand and tell me please. Let me share my heart. Baptism needs immersion. انت حتى العيام بايبل جود قولي. As Mark 16, if you are believe and baptize, you are going to be saved. I am asking now concerning immersion. How Jesus was baptized? Where? How Philippus was baptized? The Ethiopian man with Philippus was baptized. You remember this? You remember the story of Saint Philippus and the Ethiopian minister? This Ethiopian minister was reading Isaiah and he knew something about Jesus, and Saint Philippus told him, and then they came to water. يعني came to water. لما واحد moving from Palestine to Ethiopia in his carriage. لازم معاه شوية water لازم يعني أي pot of water. لكن ما عمدوش بالpot of water ده، قال لك when they came to water, they descended down to the water. And he was immersed in water. Therefore, even in the old churches, you find the baptistry is deep, because we don't believe in just sprinkling water on the head of the baptized person. We want him to be immersed. Why to be immersed in water? Why to be immersed in water? It's exactly like being birthed with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I immersed the baby how many times? 3 times. Why? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and what else? The 3 days that the Lord spent in the tomb. And the fourth, I say that his old nature now is dead, and I created for him a new nature in Christ. He was born again. That's why the baptistry in the church, from the outside it may be rectangular like that, but from the inside it's oval like that. Because I am now born from the womb of the church. The church became my mother, and our Lord Jesus Christ became my father. That's why there is this immersion. And command the rebirth from a womb. That's why rebirth drive inside this womb and then comes outside. And also the word baptism originally means baptisma. What the meaning of the word baptism? Literally. It means die, D-Y-E. مش داي بتاعتكم لما I'm coming to die today. لا داي D-Y-E معناها عارفين داي بقى خلاص انا فهمنا صبغة when you تصبغ a rope you immerse it in the dye مش كده برضو to get another color. بصوا كده, through baptism I'm getting another color. That's the Christian color, the Christian tint, the Christian spirit, the Christian life. You are going to behave in another way. That's why I am baptized, that I took the baptisma, the dye, the color of the Christians. It's not just a color from the outside, because it's actually a color from the inside. I am now a new person. That's why I am reborn through baptism. طيب بس بعد ما بنعمل baptism بنخش على second sacrament اللي هو ايه بقى الميرون مش كده؟ انا عايز حد يطلع لي the first epistle of St. John 2:20. Sarah, the first epistle of St. John 2:20. Sarah, yalla, خد المايك.
But you have an anointing from the Holy. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. Anointing. From the Holy One, and you know all things.
Anointing. شوفوا ازاي بيتكلم سان جون على حاجة اسمها مسحة. Anointing. Anointing, الاكشن و anointment. فanointing او anointment معناها مسحة. اللي منها كلمة ايه؟ يمسح. اللي منها كلمة مسيح. خد بالك ليه كريزما. اللي منها كلمة كرايست. مسؤول اجرى عنده كاريزما كاريزما مش كده اصلا كاريزما كريزميشن through you know that this oil as all of you know is derived from the perfumes and the oils on the body of the Lord. They got some of it and they increased it by certain prayers and certain other types of oils that can amount to 30 types of oils. And then through prayers and the Holy Week and the Pascha and the Passion, then this is called the Al-Mairun, that's the Mairun. And through this, we are going to have, what's to care? In baptism, renewal, regeneration, recreation. I was created once more by the Holy Spirit. Now through the chrismation or the anointment of the Holy Mairun, I'm having the Holy Spirit dwelling inside this new baby, this newly created, newly born baby. He was renewed, and then the Holy Spirit came and dwelt inside him. This is the second sacrament, that's the Mairun. And this occurs, as you know, through how many crosses? You know it by heart now. You have to know it. Camp cross of the Mairun, Abuna Bihamil anointment. Huh? How many? 36, the multiplication of? Camp by camp. Huh? Sit. Huh? La. Huh? 3 by 3, symbolizing the Holy Trinity. 12 symbolizing the Holy Disciples. Therefore, through the Holy Trinity, I'm becoming one of the disciples of Jesus. That's why there are 3 by 12. We have last 3 corrections, three collections of 12. يلا بقى انتوا الاثنين تعالوا قولوا لي تعالوا عشان نشوف فاكرينهم ولا لا. كم What's your name?
Joseph.
Which church?
Samaria.
A hand to Samaria. Your name?
George.
Which church?
Standing.
Standing. You are revising your name or the church's name? George, huh? You don't know the meaning of George?
Landwork.
Oh, landwork. I think George is a farmer, huh? G-U, G-E-O. The G-U means ground. Geography, geology, G-U. Elk, that's working the ground. Therefore, he is a good farmer. And the thing. And Joseph, for the meaning of Joseph?
He shall add.
Ah, yes, exactly. Good, very good. It's increasing. Ah, the word Joseph means increasing and growing. طيب, عايزين واحد فيكو يقول لنا الثاني سلا. قول لنا طب تعالى عشان يحط الهولي كروسز عليه بقى. The first cross be the same. On his head, bravo. To sanctify the thoughts, the mind. Ah, and then second. Second and third. On the nostrils. On the nostrils. Fourth, on the mouth. يلا حطوهم انت بنفسك بقى نعمل لك اسكيزه على اخر الدنيا لا من فوق بخد البوينت كده عشان ايه يعني حط ادي وان كروس مالك ما ادي وان لا مش كبير كده بوينت للمكان ايوه very good once more لا لا اعرف ان دي كرسيز بتاع الهولي مايرون. لا لا هو سهل يعني. ابونا بعد ما يبابتايز البيبي بيجيب يحط صباعه في الميرون ويبتدي يأنوينت ادي 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. ارسمهم انت بقى عمال انت بقى واخدها اساس بجد. very good. Once more. هم دول difficult دول. بلاش تبقى كروس كبير. ما بلاش كبير كده كروس يعني بصباع كده على خفيف خالص. ده كبير قوي كده. اصل هو كبير. very good. بس بقى كده انا بقول له sanctify my thoughts وكده بقول له my senses. 9 and 8 على الهارت. اوكي 11 and 12 على الباك. الباك ده عشان خاطر symbolizing the will. الهارت عشان الفيلينجز يعني. وبعدين الويل لان هو الاثنين stretches their back to come and make something with me here. فالباك is a symbol of the will. Good. يبقى يلا حطوهم كلهم بقى. مش حسيبة كان عزيز. لا هيا قول انت بتقول 1 2 3 1 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12. مش قدك يعني. انت بقى خلص تارك. يلا اعمل المسجد. يحتاج معجزة زي نقل المقطر. ايه يعني الواحد كان يتمنى يبقى زيك كده. ده دول الفيرست كولكشن اوف 12. بس بتقول له God sanctify my soul. قولوا senses, heart, will. Stretch your arms back. Stretch them. بس ده second collection of 12. باخد صليب ورا وصليب قدام. صليب ورا وصليب قدام. صليب ورا في 2 و2 و2 it makes 6. وكمان 6 equals والهاند symbol of what? Deeds. Sanctify my deeds. وبعدين باخد الرجلين. باخد 2 في الهيب و2 في الاني و2 في الانكل. 6 and 6 equals 12. Sanctify my way. وفاكر ان احنا قلنا ستيل صغيره لو جدعان نقولها يلا ست. عارفها؟ ها؟ مش هتقعد لا. لسه يلا. لسه عشان انت تبقى الديمو بتاعنا لغايه ما نخلص. يلا بنقول له ايه؟ Jesus Christ our Lord save my soul. Let my thoughts be your soul. That is all in all. Jesus Christ our Lord Savior of my soul. Let my senses be your senses, perfect. Oh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let my heart be your heart, that is Jesus Christ, our Lord, Israel. Let my will be your will, that is in all Jesus Christ, Israel, my soul. Let my deeds be your deeds, that all in all, Jesus, our Lord, Savior of my soul. Let my way be your way, that is. Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you. Somebody can open the Bible on John 6, verse 15, 52. John 6, that's the third section. Book about after we anoint the baby with the holy maroon, he is dressed in which color? Why? Because he is now pure, holy. And we put on him a robe, reddish in color. What does this symbolize? The color symbolizes a blood of Christ, and the robe and the tie, and he is committed to the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. He became Christian. حتى نقول له احنا كده نقول ايه؟ نقول مثلا Christianus, يعني Christian. He became Christian. ده المرد اللي بنقوله في البابتزم. وبعدين بص بقى ماما بتجيبه من هناك دي الايست. البابتسري بتبقى في الوسط وبتبقى في النص. فبتجيبه من الوسط للايه؟ للايست. ومن اللفت بس ايه معناها دي بقى؟ يعني من الوسط للايست. عبد الجليل هيقولوا على طول مخليكوا جرأة كده. ايه الوسط سيمبولايز وات والايست؟ from darkness to light. يعني من اللفت للرايت. From the place of dishonor to the place of honor. مش انتوا بتعملوا كده الصليب بتجيبوه من الايه؟ من الليفت للرايت ذا سيم ثينج. فبتجيبه بقى للمناوله. بتجيبه للمناوله فيتناول من جسد الرب ودمه. وساعتها بقى خدوا بالكم. In baptism he was regenerated. In Myron he was confirmed in the Holy Spirit. In Eucharist he will have Jesus Christ in his heart. حد يقول لنا John 6, 52؟ ها عندك؟
The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Keep going? Okay. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up. Sorry. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Okay. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Food indeed. Blood, drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. In him.
This is the Eucharist. Asankara, we believe that this bread became the body of Christ. To only higher bread of our body of Christ. كما المسيح لما كان صغير كان بياكل بريد وبيتحول جواه الى ايه؟ الى بطن. مش كان بيكبر؟ ايه يعني؟ صح، حاجة سهلة قوي. صح ولا غلط؟ صح ولا لا؟ مش هو كان بياكل بريد وكان بياخد جريب جوس وكان بياخد different types of food. الفود بيتحول لبطن. ايه يعني؟ It's not a big deal يعني. عشان some يعني non-orthodox يقولوا يعني طب ما البيض الصغير بياكل بريد وبيتحول فيه الى ايه؟ الى بادي يعني. يعني صعب قوي على ربنا ان يحول البريد الى بادي؟ No, it's very easy. Now the bread became the body of Christ and the wine became the blood of the Lord. And when I eat his body and drink his blood, I'm going to have him inside me. I bind him and abide in me. And I'm going to have everlasting life. I'll be resurrected on the last day. This is the Bible. This is the Bible. I think when Luther started to attack the traditional teaching of the church, they started to say to him, how the bread becomes the body? He said, I don't know. He said, Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. What can I say? He said that. But the followers of Luther afterwards started to say, it's a symbol, it's something, it's a symbol. The bread becomes a body. Very easy. Therefore, we stick to the Orthodox teaching that the bread became the body and that the wine became the blood of Christ. This baby is regenerated in baptism. Confirm it. Confirmation, confirmation in the Holy Spirit through the Myron. Then, having Jesus Christ inside him, he is a very new person now. He is recreated by water and spirit. Now, he starts to grow older and older and older. He started to commit sins. What's the problem here? He said, malice, you commit a sin, you repent. عشان كده جه ايه بقى الفورث ساكرمنت اللي هو الايه الريبنتنس and confession. You repent and repentance means, خليكم معايا انا مش هطول. Repentance means, one, I regret. Two, I insist. Three, I believe in Jesus Christ. Four, I confess. This is the Orthodox repentance. I regret my sins, saying, I'm sorry, God. I committed many things wrong. I am ashamed to say that. I am very bad. I regret. But regretting sins is not everything. يعني طب ما هو يهودا regretted and he didn't repent. مش كده؟ You remember يهودا الإسكاريوت؟ And I sinned, and he threw the man, but he didn't repent. I regret, and then I insist not to do this once more. But I am weak. I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Redeemer, and his blood to cleanse me. It's finished? No, it's not yet finished. I confess. Why I confess? Because in confession I'm going to take the absolution from my sins and the solution of my problems. Both absolution and solution. It's based on the Bible also. I repent to God, I confess to God, انتو يعني ايه تجيبوا ابونا واروح اقول له ليه اقول له ما هو يعني خاطي زي اقول له طب ما هو قال لك انا مش خاطي ما هو برضو repenting to somebody else. كلنا repenting. يقولوا لي اقول لك it's in the Bible. يلا طلعوا لنا John 20 verse 23 very quickly. John 20 verse 23.
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, if you forgive the sins of any, the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any,
يعني ايه retain the sin؟ يعني انا رحت اعترف لابونا فقلت له يا ابونا انا عملت كذا كذا. يقول لي ربنا يسامحك يا ابني الله يحلك يا ابني مش خلاص ناوي ما تعملش كده. اوكي الله يحلك. قال بس يا ابونا في واحد انا مخصمه ومش هصالحه ابدا. ليه؟ هو وحش جدا. طب ايه يعني؟ ما هو لازم انت كمان نعمل we try to reconcile you together. لا مش هصالحه ابدا يا حبيبي، حرام. لازم تصالح اخوك على الاقل. You start reconciliation process and if he refuses then you are okay. يقول لا مش هصالح. طبعا على طول اعمل له ايه بقى؟ ها؟ اقول له ايه؟ Don't take the communion because you refuse to be reconciled with your brother. فهنا بقى ال church is examining my repentance. If I have a good repentance, she gives me the absolution. If I'm not a good repentant, she retains the absolution. كده دي كلمة صغيرة. Repentance is the second baptism. And the tears of repentance are another baptistry. يعني as if you are, you know, baptizing yourself through tears. This means that you are renewing your repentance. That's why we have, بس قولوا لي بقى الاربع pillars of Orthodox repentance. One, I regret. Two, I insist. Three, I believe in Jesus Christ, my Savior. Four, I confess to the priest. حضرته بقى ايه حلو قوي وبقى always repenting always confessing a good servant in the church وكان اسمه بشوي مثلا وبقى يعني good Sunday school teacher. بس في مرة كده ايه he felt sick فعلى طول قال لنا ايه قولوا لابونا انا مش جاي الخدمة عشان انا عيان. فأبونا أخذ معاه الزيت وراح صلاله وداله sacrament number 5 اللي هو ايه بقى unction of the sick. واحد يطلع لنا جيمس بسرعة one verse قربنا نخلص. جيمس 5 verse 14 and 15. ايوه طب تاخد المايك ولا تعلي صوتك؟ لا انا مش سامع. Anyone call for the elders. The elders they are another translation. They are the priests. Pray over him. Anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. ايه في كوميز الثاني عشان كده احنا دايما يكون معانا ايه اويل. لما تروح لنان أرثوذوكس بيرسون طبعا الكاثوليك عندهم كده والجريك أرثوذوكس لكن مثلا بروتستانت ما عندهمش كده تقول لي ليه ما عندكش زيت في جيبك يقول لك عشان ايه اقول عشان تبقى انجيلي to be a biblical person to be a biblical person obeying the commandments of St. James saying if you visit the sick person anoint him with the with oil that's the unction of the sick بس خدوا بالكم ان احنا دايما بنحط ال unction of the sick دي بندي ال الاويل ده بس بعد لو كان فيه عايز يعمل confession he confesses ليه sometimes the sins are the cause of the physical disease مش كده برضو sometimes sins cause physical disease فيبقى انا بعمل confession يبقى healed spiritually وبعدين through the oil I'm going to be healed physically وحضرته الاستاذ بشوي ده قعد ايه يكبر خلص الكلية واشتغل وبقى ايه qualified وبعدين بص لقى خادمة حلوة قوي قوي في الكنيسة فراح قال لابونا يا بونا انا بفكر في ان انا اتجوز فلانة قال يا فلانة وافلت جيد جيد وراح عمل لهم ايه بقى الماتريموني يطلع لنا واحد Ephesians very quickly Ephesians 5:32 ده انت سريع ولا سريع قوي طب علي صوتك Ephesians 5:32 انا مش سامع ولا حاجة ويقول لك زعق ها ازف يعني كأنك بتخطب كده ها على فكرة ليه بيسموها خطوبة لا صحيح ليه بيسموها خطوبة واحد اسمه الخطيب والخطيبة عارفين يعني ايه خطبة خطبة في العربي بك معناها يدي سبيتش يعني ايوه الاخوة دول سامعونا اسمها خطبة فيعني معناه he is declaring his wish to marry this girl فبيخطب يعني معناه بيقول خطبة يا جماعة انا عايز اتجوز دي وفي يسألوا انت موافقة تقولوا له اه تقول ايوه لكن ساعات بيحصل ايه بقى حصلت عندنا في الصعيد الصعيد سعيدنا سيدنا بيحب الصعيد اتجوز واحدة يعني بقى كان هيجوزوها ابن عمها her cousin وبعدين ابونا في الناس كلها موجودة والكنيسة مليانة والواد والبنت كده وطبعا بيبقوا صغيرين زمان كانوا بيبقوا صغيرين فهو بيسأل الواد بيقول له ايه موافق جواد موافق جواد قال له ايوه موافق يا بنت بنت يعني بنت يعني قالت له لا لا وقف برضه على طول ايه خلاص وقف الصلاة ابونا وقف الصلاة طبعا عند الصعايدة بقى راح نادى ابوها قال له البنت بتقول لا قال له لا عندنا حد يقول لا تعالى به راح واخدها في اوضة على جنب وطلع الفرفر عارفين الفرفر اللي هو الريفولفر اللي هو البيستل قال لها صرخوا فيكي عندنا حد يقول لا قلت له طب خلاص ايوه and they married ها they married and they were كانت عايزه تتجوز واحد تاني ف they married وبقى قال لها بعد كده المطران بعد كام سنه قال لها مبسوطه مع جوزك قالت له ايوه قال لها امال قلت لا عليه وانت صغيره قالت له كنت عبيطه الحاجات مش عندك هنا يعني الحاجات بتاعت الانسان دي ها ها مفيش سيرفر ده ايه بر ايه بقى على طول التلاتة زيرو تشتغل فthis is the sacrament of matrimony اخر حاجة بقى يلا بقى اللي هي البريستهود. الأستاذ بشوي ده مع عروسته حلوين وزي الفل وتمام تمام، وسيدنا ما صدق لا اتجوز، قال له تعالى اعمل ايه؟ حرسمك ايه؟ كاهن. البريستهود you find a lot of verses in the Bible. In Timothy 1:3 يقول the bishop should be. وفي ناس الابيسل يقول the deacon should be. And in Titus he says to Titus, go and ordain priests in every place. Therefore we have three, the bishop, the priest and the deacons. فسيدنا راح جاب ايه؟ الاستاذ بشوي ما كانش بقى ديكون فعمله ديكون زي ما سيدنا عمل مع هاني، مش كده؟ مش انتوا وبعد كده ايه يبقى يترسم بريست. بعد ما يترسم بريست كانت الاستاذة المدام بقت بريجننت وبقى عندها بيبي جاي حلو يتولد، وبمجرد ما تولد ابونا خد البيبي ودخل بيه الباتستري وابتدى يعمل له ايه بقى؟ يبطايز هيم والسايكل ابتدت ايه؟ تمشي. And this is life. Thank you very much. This much. تكون اسئله صعبه سيدنا سيدنا. طب ما تساعدني يا سيدنا. بيقول do Christians believe in science? Sure. But we always want science to be serving humanity and constructive. Science can be destructive ولا لا؟ لما جه نوبل invented dynamite كان قصده ايه؟ What was his intention? To ruin people and kill people. لا ده كان عايز يعمل ايه؟ رودز وبريدجز وحاجات زي كده في الهيلز وفي الماونتنز. Therefore science is for sure a very important thing in our life and we adopt scientific things. ما ده science وده technology وكل حاجة اسجل good والانترنت كلها فيها science والجينوم. افرض ان انا بالجينوم هعمل correction للجينز اللي ممكن to carry diseases. Why not? Go ahead. لكن اول ما اعمل بقى cloning يعمل interruption في ال creation، هنا بقى احنا نقول للساينس no. ليه؟ لان he will create a baby without marriage and without father and mother and without a family. ده كأن بقى manufacture بقى مصنع للعيال. مصنع للعيال. ليه؟ هو ما بياخدش سبيرم، بياخد ايه؟ اي سيل من الميل اللي هو عايز يعمل له كوبي، وبيجي للاوفم يروح شايل النيوكليوس الكارينج الله. طب ودي ما هي الاوفم دي النيوكليوس كاري الفيتشرز بتاعت الام؟ قال لا ما انا مش عايزها، يروح يطلعها ورميها وجايب السيل دي اللي هي كاري ذا هول فيتشرز بتاع الميل ويروح حاططها بدل النيوكليوس والامبلانت في اليوترس بتاعت نفس الام او واحده ثالثه كمان. ما خلاص ممكن $5,000 ويقدر يعمل سيرجة مظهر. فأنا بنقول it's not good because this boy will not be in a family and we are going not to use the usual thing for creation, that's the sperm and the ovum and half from this and half from that and the father and mother and the family life. ده بقى مصنع بقى. It became like a factory creating young babies and you can create more men than women. ما انت بقى خلاص في ايدك تعمل اللي انت عايز. And then we are going to rear these babies outside their families. They have no families. They are under the, you know, care of the government. And then I'm going to have, you know, some sort of artificial men and women. So we like science for sure, but whenever science is constructive, it's okay. If it's destructive, we refuse it. Does our church believe in stigmata? If we do, why would God allow such things to happen? Stigmata اللي هي بتاع زي برناديت وكلام ده مش كده؟ يعني we are not sure about the story of stigmata. We are not sure about it. We have to study it thoroughly and in depth. But what's the problem يعني؟ If it is from God, okay. Sometimes, the devil starts to play with these people and starts to make something artificial. Or the human beings. Yani, I remember concerning Bernadette, for example, she started to say a lot of sayings. كل يوم تطلع تقول العذراء بتقول لكم العذراء بتقول لكم اوكي بس العذراء يعني مش فاضية غير كل يوم تقول لها كلمتين يعني غالبا بيبقى فيه شوية artificial في الموضوع انما we venerate the miracles, we venerate Saint Mary, we venerate the saints, بس ما بنحبش نزودها ما نعملش حاجات artificial يعني كتير. نفس الكلام بعض الستيجما مثلا نظر كويس مش انتوا بتسمعوا مثلا واحدة حصل لها عندنا في مصر healing by a miracle she started to have oil from her hands مش كده عارفين دي زي الستيجما ده بس انا شخصيا انا نفسي اترعبت خفت قلت هي لو انبسطت من حتة الزيت هيبتدي الشيطان يلعب بيها وتبص تلاقي الحكايه تبقى artificial يعني. We need always to examine things. How does one train himself to listen to the voice of God? What was the voice of God ده عايز هقول لكم اسالك كده بسرعه. You pray, بسمعوا اللي جاية دي عشان دي مش هتعجبكم. You pray in a spirit of submission. أصل أنا ساعات pray in a spirit of insisting يعني مثلا ولد عايز يتجوز بنت يقول له يا رب يسوع المسيح اديني فلانة ولكن لتكن مشيئتك لا مشيئتك ايه لا مشيئتي هي لازم اخدها is this good this is not good احنا مش بنقوله thy will ها بيضا مش my will كل المشكلة في my ولا الراي فنمبر one pray in a spirit of submission and number two study in a state of maturity. Study the issue. انت هتاخد فلانة هي هتاخد فلان تدرس study everything. Through this study I can reach to the proper decision. كويس؟ And number three, ask guidance in a spirit of obedience. اسأل عبد اعترافك في روح الطاعة. If you have these three together you can know the voice of God. One, pray. In a spirit of submission, two, study in a spirit of maturity, and number three, ask guidance in a spirit of obedience. You stated that sometimes maybe the cause of sickness can be can be from sin. إذا معناها مش إن في punishment على السن دي يعني لو واحد مثلا committed sexual immoralities وأخد AIDS هل الـ AIDS punishment على السن وما فيش eternal punishment ولا إيه؟ إيه رأيكم؟ دي مش punishment على السن. The only punishment على السن هي الإترنال. لكن النقطة ما لسه خلينا دقيقتين. ما لسه دي خلاص عبلا لهم حاجة دي ولا ايه؟ الإترنال punishment is the only punishment concerning sins. بس ال punishment اللي تحصل هنا دي مش punishment, دي result. ودي بس reminder, كل ما يلاقي نفسه عيان يقول كان السبب ايه ان انا كنت بعمل sinning. ف it's just to repent. طب انا اسألكوا سؤال, لو واحد had AIDS فعلا and he repented, ها الإترنال punishment will be a abolished, بس الإيدز يمكن يكون ايه still working معاه. معلش, he may die out of AIDS, but this death will not lead to eternal death because he repented. Therefore repentance is the solution. Can you please come to Adelaide? It would be lovely to see you there. I went once into Adelaide, لكن I hope to do this. سنت عندك للوقت سيدنا بيروح كتير, that's more than enough. Why do we celebrate the Christmas at night and not during the daytime? يعني زعلانين هو الحقيقة ما بيبقاش at night, هو بيبتدي في النايت ولازم يطلع فين في السكند داي. بس احنا ما بنقدرش نطول عليكم, لو عايزين تحبوا ما فيش مانع سيدنا يطلع قرار ان كريسماس اللي جاي هيصلي الساعة, يبتدي يصلي الساعة 7 مساء ويطلعه 7 AM. ايه رأيكم؟ جود, مش كده؟ بس كلكم على الساعة 12 بالليل, اول 12 عدت خلاص الميد نايت, عدى دخلنا في الدي الجديد, في اول اول مينت في النيو داي, يلا عشان ناكل ايه لحمه. Why do Egyptians stress about stress؟ دي حاجات سيدنا تقول لي عليها دي, ايه دي في سي اي دي ولا في سي اي؟ ها اسمع يعني, طب عايز افهمها انا ايه. ايه فيكتوريا يعني؟ هنا فيكتوريا. طب انا افهم فيكتوريا, ما عندنا في الملكة فيكتوريا احنا في طب ما انت نفس حكاية هنا ايه, مش برضو بيبقى الهاي سكول هي بعد الهاتش اس سي بتوديكوا بعد كده اليونيفرسيتي. ده انا فاكر واحد يعني قاعد يقول لا انا مش رايح اليوني, انا رايح التك. ما فهمتش يعني ايه التك ولا اليوني, وبعدين فهمت يعني في التكنولوجي. فيعني it's a matter of orientation for the future, that's why it's important. يعني في كل الدنيا يعني 12 apostles 12 disciples, احنا بنقول لا 12 disciples and 70 apostles, وكلهم في الاخر ايه يعني disciples و apostles يعني, بس هي just for يعني specification. What does a person do if they feel spirituality dead alive? Just repent. خذوا بالكم repentance دي, repentance بيسموها الفيرست ريزركشن. فيرست ريزركشن because I am dead in sin and through God I am resurrected. What's your opinion on what's happening around the world concerning war? And as a bishop in land of Egypt, does it affect? Yes, طبعا. لو كان السيبوش افندي ده عايز يضرب العراق, بس ايماجين بوش ده, ها في ستوري عارفينها انتم مش كده, لما في واحد نايم وجات ايه عليه فلاي كده صغير جدا, فصاحبته الدبه ليوش زي ما يكون لقت الدبانة على دماغ الايه صاحبها، فراحت جابت حجر عشان تموت الدبانة. هو ده اللي بيعمله بوز دبوش، بيعمل كده عايز يخلص الدنيا من صدام فبيموت العراق كلها. يلا بقى وزون هيقعد وراه ولا يهمك، غصب عنه غصب عنه. الحكاية بقت ايه؟ بقت عضلات مش مخ، ما بقتش مخ، بقت عضلات، بقت muscles مش mind. Why is wedge of sin is death؟ ما هي يعني ازاي بالضبط؟ هقول لك حاجة، السن دي like a microbe، اي ميكروب بيخش ميلي تو ذس سبيريتشوال ميكروب، صحيح سبيريتشوال فيروس. وات از ذا ديفرنس بتوين ا جوست اند ا سبيريت؟ لا ما سبيريت اللي هو الهولي ثينج، جوست ممكن يبقى شبح اند ات مي بي ان ايفل، ما انا نفس الايفل كان بي او ذا ديفل از ا سبيريت برضه بس ا باد سبيريت. ديفرنس بتوين باپتيزم اند كريزميشن سيمز ماي سبيريتشوال لايف باپتايز. ما هي باپتيزم يا جماعه، لسه احنا قلنا باپتيزم از ا جيفت، انا كرييتد يو وانس مور، انت بقى بريزيرف ذس اند رينيو ذس ثرو ريبنتنس. اف يو دونت دو ذات يبقى انت ما استفدتش حاجه من البابتيزم. انا اخلص in 2 minutes. Christians who don't practice sacraments you saved ولا لا؟ انا ماليش دعوة، انا ليا البايبل، انا بجيب حاجة من عندي. احنا ككنيسة كل الارثوذكس كل الكاثوليك كل الجريك ارثوذكس believe in the sacraments، لانها اصلا ايه in the bible. إذا لما يجي ناس يقولوا ما فيش sacraments نقول لهم بلاش البايبل بس، because they are biblical. You should correct themselves. 4-5-1 والاناسيماسايز كوبتك الشيش ومش عارف ايه كل ده اترفع خلاص السينج. كان في mutual anathemas between the churches but now these things are removed. Pantheism يبقى body and blood نوع من البانثيزم. انا قلت كده بانثيزم معناها everything is a part، مش البريد والبادي، بريد والواين اللي هنصلي عليهم، معناها this wall is a part of God، this tree is a part of God، this building. طب هو ده احنا بنقول كده؟ لا، بانثيزم is something not Christian. Communion traditional churches طبعا هم بيقولوا ان ده body and blood of Christ، الكاثوليك والجريك اورثوذكس والسيريان وكله كله كله. only the Protestant churches هم اللي بيقولوا ده symbol، لكن كل ال traditional churches. question to ambassadorial الحمد لله مش ليلة. هيبقى في competition summer competition this year او سيدنا نقد يسهد انا يس in 1 minute in the bible Jesus said to the Jews blasphemy against the son. ما انتوا عارفين blasphemy against the son I will be blamed by the Holy Spirit if I repent. okay it's finished. ادي الحكاية يعني blasphemy against the Son, blasphemy against the Father, even blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. When I repent, then blasphemy is finished. Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit. If you try to forgive a person every time, وماله أحسن حاجة forgive على طول. يعني هيبقى هو will go ahead in committing more sins. معلش انت forgive all the time وربنا may change him. اخر سؤال baby cloned. هيبقى عنده soul. طبعا هيكون عنده soul لان السيل الاوريجينال سيل اللي I am cloning carries everything of the person I am taking the cell from. مش فيها المايند ولا مش فيها المايند فيها ولا لا السيل فيها وفيها السايك وال anything فيها وفيها الصور فيها everything. اخر حاجة بقى what evidence exists to suggest that the Bible is true and genuine simply because we have copies from the Bible returning back to the 3rd and 4th century before Islam and before everything and therefore it's the genuine Bible written in Greek and in Hebrew. Till now we have these copies in our museums. Can you explain the Trinity? خليها مرة تانية. Thank you very much. That was it.